today is a very special episode and I'm so fucking excited. Yeah. Curse words, do not use curse words, Nihar. Damn it. Okay. Well, hello everyone. This is Nihar Roy and you're listening to my podcast Time Talks and Life. Today we have a very special guest and she's a very close friend of mine. Let's just add some things to her qualities. Creative, check. Positiveness, check. Optimistic radiation, check. Yeah, itna kafi hai. Aur add karunga to fir sambhal nahi payenge. Anyways, she is Ms. Swastika Sharma from KT University, my fellow colleague in aerospace department, and we are gonna have a beautiful talk with her. I hope you enjoy this and I hope you get certain insights from our talks. And let's just say one thing, this is gonna be quite weird because I have done this in a phone call. Alright, so yeah, let's enjoy this.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Kaise ho?
Main achhi hu, aap bataiye.
Yeah. इतना फॉर्मेलिटी
क्या कर सकते हैं, इतने टाइम बाद मुझे तो फॉर्मेलिटी तो करना पड़ेगा.
ओह माय गॉड,
कैसा सब? ठीक है, घर वार में एवरीथिंग?
हां सब, वो सब ठीक ही है, वो सब ठीक ही होना ही होगा वरना जिंदा कैसे रहेंगे भला. नर्वस है राइट?
आई डोंट नो मतलब Just don't ask me एकदम ऐसे वो क्वेश्चन ना, पढ़ाई वढ़ाई के लिए.
नहीं, उससे रिलेटेड कुछ नहीं है, उससे रिलेटेड कुछ भी नहीं है. चल एब्सोल्युटली चल यार, यहाँ सब कुछ कैंडिड है, इट्स ऑल अबाउट कैंडिड टॉक, कोई ज्यादा कुछ सीरियस नहीं है यहाँ पे. कोई मतलब कोई आग लगाने आग बुझाने नहीं बैठे हम लोग,
थैंक गॉड.
चलो ओके, कोई सीरियस क्वेश्चन नहीं, कोई ऑन द स्पॉट का क्वेश्चन है. कुछ मैं भी कुछ बना के रखता नहीं हूँ कि मैं पूछूंगा किसी से कि हाँ भाई बताओ मेरे को क्या हो सकता है, व्हाट कैन बी दिस व्हाट कैन बी दैट.
थैंक यू, चिल आउट. सेम,
या इट्स जस्ट ऑन द राउंड द टॉपिक कि व्हेनेवर वी विल बी टॉकिंग अबाउट समथिंग वी विल बी गेटिंग सम सॉर्ट ऑफ टॉपिक टू डिस्कस अबाउट.
ट्रू, कन्वर्सेशंस आर स्पोंटेनियस.
या दैट इज द मेन रीजन ऑफ कन्वर्सेशंस, रादर देन स्क्रिप्टेड कन्वर्सेशंस. वी शुड हैव mostly have unscripted conversations to understand exactly what we are really wanting to speak out. So how are these times like treating you?
How is these times treating me?
It's a heavy question, pretty, I know.
Yeah, pretty nice. Kuch kharab nahi. I mean, I think that this lockdown was somehow necessary for me. I think it was necessary.
I suppose we should see one thing. Like I have given you a code name. Okay, I gave you a code name.
Yes, I am very, very, very. Like I have been in this curious state of mind since a long time after I, you know. Thank you, thanks a lot. By the way, you described me so well in the, you know, in the earlier.
In the first episode.
In the second episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So I was like, I was listening, and then suddenly it's like, oh, I have never seen this person in gloomy days, and I have actually given this person a code name. So I'm very curious about what code name do you have?
Yeah, that code name is very much that you are familiar with, and it's specifically, oh, I have seen,
okay,
that in your art,
okay,
styles.
Okay, all right. Can I take a wild guess?
Sure, you can take a wild guess about it.
Okay, is it dhoka?
No.
Oh my God.
Not at all. Okay. That's something we have a common friend who had given that name to you.
Yeah, that's true. But I thought that most of you like call me that
because of
just one picture I uploaded on Instagram once.
Oh, that's years before. You remember that is first year. Okay,
yes,
we are around 2 years or 3 years far from it right now.
It's about to be 4 years now. Oh my God.
Okay, yeah, just imagine July 8th. It's just, I guess, what did it say? July 3rd. So it will be July 8th. Like, we are just 5 days away, about a week away from our 3 years completion since joining our college. So,
oh my God, mind is equal to blown right now.
Just imagine.
Oh my God, yeah. Shit, I'm just taking this in right now that
Like, just imagine 3 years ago, you started college, you came in a group of strangers, you didn't know where you are entering, the world was totally new for you. That section,
exactly.
A7, that classroom number, which I remember, is 104 in the first floor. We entered
yes.
in the room, we were total strangers, we were all strangers.
Yeah,
I remember.
And in the first period itself, we were asked to tell, like, about our dreams and aspirations. BWE.
Exactly. Like, imagine,
oh my God.
we had imagined those dreams in those first 2-3 periods, and today where we stand, imagining that, okay, what shall be our fate tomorrow? Are we going to get
yeah.
graduated at least?
Yeah.
And after seeing the mail today, which came, like, my hopes were shattered. To be frank, my hopes were shattered that, okay, final semester would be there. I will come to college and meet my friends. That's what I
thought.
But now it is like, okay, now when I'll get to fetch my belongings from my hostel, that would be the only and one and only day where I would be able to meet everyone there.
That's such a sad thought, Lekin, yeah. Like, you know, it's been like, you know, there's this part of your life which is supposed to become a story for you to tell to the, you know, to your posterity. But you cannot, like, you can, but you cannot wholly because you did not, like, get every aspect of it and matlab, or to be honest, for me, I was expecting this. Mujhe expected tha ki, you know, we are not going to meet. Maybe we'll like have an online farewell thing and then we'll just go and pick back our like things from our hostels and tabhi like thoda sa, hi, I'll miss you. Just take care.
The
bye.
Last goodbye.
The last
everyone.
Goodbyes, yes.
That is gonna be tough. The last goodbye is gonna be tough for all of us because we'll be saying our first hello since 17th March 2020 and then we'll be giving our last goodbyes.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
not go to the negative part right now. That is kind
yeah,
of a
yeah,
sad
yeah.
part.
Bye, 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 bye.
Yeah,
We don't talk about you.
Let's keep it for that date only. Okay, we
yeah.
will talk about it in that date only. Right.
Sure.
So, the code name which I gave you, alright, so we
yeah.
were on that. So, the code name, I chose that code name very specifically. It was about, it was Sunflower. Alright.
Oh my God.
I gave that very, with a very specific reason. Because of the radiance that you were spreading through your art, I saw many of my friends cheering about those things. They were enjoying your art. People were like literally loving what you are doing. And they were actually discussing about those things with me. Some of my close people also, they were telling me how this thing is actually so beautiful, how this thing is actually giving some kind of positivity to them. So that is something which I came upon and that word struck me, that about the sunflower, because it faces towards the sun's brightness. And here, if we take the positive meaning of it, we can see that it specifically means the goodness that is being radiated all around. So that is why I gave that code name to you. also, for these kind of talks, these kind of thoughts, everyone wants to hear. Everybody wants to speak out. But not everyone has the courage to do so. So this platform shall give those people to talk, to give them certain courage. They can also have contacts with their friends. They can rekindle their relationships with those whom they are stranded apart from. All right. Like,
and a big thank to you for doing that.
Yeah, I'm glad to do so because
yeah.
I got this inspiration from you all only because I had not any
yeah.
idea that I would be starting this as a whole. But today I'm doing this just because of you people and specifically because I got a family right now in my college and I will cherish it forever.
That's a very secret thing actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see here. We have been through since 17 March 2020, right? Till date.
Yeah.
2 years, not 2 years. More than 1 year has passed upon us. And we are seeing a drastic change in our mentalities and how we are growing up. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Especially to the youth and the teenagers who are right now in their homes and they are trying to understand what they shall do with the future.
I have one big example. My little teenage sister.
Yeah.
So I get to see that every day. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm.
What do you really feel about to convert people? What is your basic idea about that?
So first of all, thank you very much. Like whatever you said, like the code name, like the Sansar thing. Actually, it's like my people talk about spirit animals. I have a spirit flower that is a Sansar, and hence even my page is like named the Sansar Planet. Like the name is Sansar Planet. So I'm actually very speechless that, I mean, I do get comments on my like posts about like people saying how it has like, but when I'm like hearing it from someone one-on-one, it's just, you know, I don't know, I'm really like, I don't know, I'm really bad at, I guess, you know, expressing myself sometimes, and I'm not really very, I don't get compliments so often, like you understand what I'm telling, not in a
Yeah,
negative way, but
I get that. Like,
yeah
we are
that
not every one of us actually are accustomed to take
yeah
compliments or to
yeah yeah
understand those
right
things.
so yeah so it's really like that's actually my main like motto thing whenever I paint, or like literally I'm talking to you right now and I have my paintbrush set laid in front of me. I was actually making some bookmarks. So yeah, I just feel that art is something very very close to my heart, because it's very therapeutic for me. Like we all know that we all have ups and downs and things. So in this lockdown, and I thank this lockdown because of this also, because earlier I was like, yeah, chalo, I know how to draw, I know a little bit idhar udhar, like something. But then in this lockdown, I actually realized that, you know, it's something like different. The connection of me and like making art is something different. And that's when I thought that I actually had my page, the Swastika Stills one, before for like posting photographs, like photography type posts, which I still do. But then I thought that why not share it with the world, because I love telling stories. I have been, you know, I have grown up hearing and listening to stories. So I really want to like give away stories, and in every like caption I write with it, it's something that I really resonate to. And I do it because I think that sometimes people just need to hear something, and they just need to relate to it. Like you even said in your earlier episode that how people can relate and they can actually have a conversation with themselves. It is, I think, a very, like, it's a very nice thought, and it's just a very sacred thought. And I feel that whenever I paint something, I just want to tell a story from it, so that it helps someone. Maybe it helps someone, maybe one or two. And what can we, I like, this is the least I can do for like this pandemic, like whole situation, and where everyone is just in their homes sitting, like kuch nahi hoga and all that. It's the littlest thing that I can do by, you know, just uplifting a spirit. That's it. That's the simple thought behind whatever I make.
That's a really noble and like quite simple but really noble thing, because you are actually eliminating all sort of complexities from the equation straight away, and that is something we all need, removal of the complexities from our life, right?
Like, exactly,
we know that complexities are a part of our life. We are go have to live with it, we have to accept it, and we have to go parallel with that. But that thought, that expectation of removal of these complexities makes things more harder.
Yeah,
and
I mean, complexities are something that we will always have, and like the human brain, it will always tell you ki, you know, something is going to, like, you know that thought when you're really happy and suddenly you stop, you're like, oh nahi nahi nahi, zyada khush ho jaunga to kuch kharab hone wala hai.
That's a superstition. To be honest, that's a clear superstition.
Yeah, but that I mean, I don't know. Did you have this thought ever, like growing up?
I didn't used to have that kind of thought, but many of my friends, like whenever we used to laugh our asses off,
exactly,
they would say, "Don't laugh so much, else we have to cry in the next few moments." I'm like,
yeah.
"Why? After laughing only we shall cry, right?"
Yeah, I mean, like I did have this thought, like for almost like 5-6 years together. But then I'm like, oh, I'm actually giving into my fears by doing it. Like, I just live in the moment, na. Baaki aage ka dekha jayega. Now I'm laughing, so now just let's laugh now. Then we'll see if I cry or whatever shit happens. But
you'll
now
see
I'm
that.
Laughing.
Jo hoga dekha jayega.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, wow, that is one heck of a talk. And to be honest, this is not the end of it. It goes on for about an hour, and the recordings which you heard right now, those are just limited to the talks, as I had edited to maintain the time constraints so that you don't get to sleep also. Alright, so yeah, furthermore, it was a really beautiful motto. Whatever will happen, we will see about that. Jo hoga, so dekha jayega. And I suppose I learned this very motto in a span of 3 years of my college life, and probably it's still a work in progress. I'm still learning about it. I will see about it. Jo hoga, kal dekha jayega yaar. Chill mat. And next of all was that the art which she explained why she does it, how she does it, and that very inspiration gave me the idea to do this podcast, and I'm thankful to her also. Thank you, Swastika, for your lovely talk. And yeah, to my audience, let me say you that this is not the end actually. We will have more talks like these with several people, with several personalities, and I hope that you enjoyed this. More on to the next episode, we talk about some mental issues, some mental health issues, okay. And I hope that you like it also, because I get the same kind of feeling right now, okay. I get those mental health issues a lot of times, and I'm still trying to amend with it. I'm still trying to medicate it with the help of some professionals and some of my loved ones. But apart from that, everything is good. More on it in the next episode. Let me give you a slight idea what will be in the next episode. So since I said you that this was not the only talk, we had talks about several issues. So in the next episode, actually, I'll be talking about one particular issue, and I will give reference to our conversation which we had in that very call. And you can see that what I am actually trying to say is basically something that is very relevant, and we should address it as much as possible. Okay, so till then, take care, see ya, bye bye.